About two things. The first is that when you get the basics right generally, and there's an improvement in aggregate safety and security levels, that makes it a more conducive environment, because you've got the crime deterrence, you've got the capacity for effective operational response to crime incidents. But I think there's always flexibility in the system that in identified, for example, peak times or in hotspots, it's quite possible to have dedicated carriages. I know, for example, I think it's in Tokyo, I saw or read something that in Tokyo they do have women-only carriages. And that's really more about the sort of sexual harassment issues that are pervasive there at times. So it is quite possible, driven and backed up by evidence where there's a need to then dedicate, women and children only carriages. But you've really got to start with square one. Get the basics right, and improve things in general for everyone, and then start specializing as would be needed.